G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to the Selection Bullet Points podcast, where we talk all things Special Forces Selection Prep. And this episode is number 103, and it's titled Micro Quit Moments, What They Look Like and How to Kill Them. Today, we're diving into a concept most candidates don't even realize is sabotaging them. Micro Quit Moments. The tiny, sneaky ways you start quitting long before you withdraw on own request on selection. So let's break it down. What is a micro quit? Well, a micro quit is any tiny behavior, thought, or decision that's moving you away from your goal, even if it's just 1%. It's the meh, whatever that you let slide. It's the, I'll start again Monday because you want to get on the piss on the weekend. It's the, I don't need to do that today, I'll be sweet. Particularly if you're good at something and feel you can skip a session, which then turns into two and turns into three, etc. Some examples from training of micro quits. You skip your evening stretching session because you're cooked from training. You take the easy option on a pack march, i.e. you drop the pace or you avoid that large hill in front of you because no one's watching. You tell yourself, it's just a little bit of extra weight that I'm carrying, I'll still be under the time for the 3.2K webbing run. Now, you don't quit selection that day when you tell yourself or you give in to those micro quits, but you did quit something. During selection, a micro quit might look like this: not owning your mistake when you know you fucked up on selection and trying to hide it. Let everyone else lead because you're dead tired and exhausted. Not speaking up when you know you have a better solution to the problem that's in front of you and the team. And here's the kicker, selection staff notice that shit. They don't care how tough you talk, they're watching your micro decisions. What about where a micro quit shows up mentally? For example, you hit a setback and you say, this always happens to me, i.e. self-pity. You justify a poor eating or drinking decision with bullshit logic like, oh, I'll just train harder next week. That's not resilience. That's a polite form of quitting. Now let's talk about how to kill a micro quit. Number one, name it immediately. Call yourself out for it. Literally say, that's a micro quit. Label it. Number two, reverse it. Immediately do the opposite action, i.e. you skipped your warm-up, get on the floor immediately and do it. Don't wait. You've got a shitty 4-20 pie in front of you. Don't eat it. Eat some fruit instead. You're tempted to drink a nice cold beer on a Friday afternoon. Replace it with sparkling water right there and then. Number three, use the 10-meter rule. When you feel yourself hesitating, move forward just 10 meters, 10 paces, 10 steps, 10 seconds. On selection, just get to the next tree, the next rise, the next checkpoint. Get a win. Get the dopamine hit. Micro wins kill micro quits. And number four, anchor to mission. You're not training to feel good. You're training to pass the selection process. Micro quits are luxuries for people without a mission. Your mission is serious. Your mission is fucking uncompromising. You don't fail selection in one big moment. You fail it in 100 tiny ones you let slide. If you can spot your micro quit moments and crush them before they grow, you'll not only survive selection, you will dominate it. And if you want the full framework for this, from mindset to stress regulation to physical selection prep to getting through the reinforcement cycle, make sure you check out everything that I have on operatoredge.com/selections. There's a number of different resources there to help you prepare. Or you can email me, Reece, which is R-H-Y-S, reece@operatoredge.com. Hope you got something out of this episode, and I'll catch you in the next one. Thanks.